and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Alyssa LeCann, and she is the director for the Elkhorn Public Library. Good morning to you, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Alyssa, it's time for Tivoli Fest, and I know you always have stuff going on at the Elkhorn Public Library, but you've got a couple things really special to celebrate Tivoli. So let's first talk about the Lego contest.
Yes, so every year we have a Lego building contest. It's open for all ages. Anyone can enter. And how it works is you can either stop into the library during our office hours and build here, or you can also use Legos from home and bring them in. We have a couple of different categories. You can either freestyle and come up with your own creative piece, or you can use a kit, and you can enter a freestyle and a kit. So you could enter two pieces as well.
Okay. I know a couple youngsters who are absolutely fascinated with those kits, and they just keep building and building and building. But that builds some great skills to go off on their own, too, I would think.
Yes, it's fun to see what the kids can come up with just on their own.
And Alyssa, have you ever counted the number of Lego pieces you have at the Elkhorn Public Library?
Oh, goodness. No, but it's definitely grown. We moved 2 years ago. We moved into our programming room, and it was a full room of different pieces. And some of the kits can get rather large, too.
Mm-hmm. So you do have lots of pieces there if people want to come in and build right there at the library.
We do, yes.
Oh, sounds like fun. So is there a theme if they want to follow a theme, or what's the requirement related to a theme?
You can enter whatever you like. We kind of break it down into different categories and different age groups. The winners in those different categories receive a Tivoli souvenir T-shirt. The Tivoli theme this year is Tivoli Light, just because we're trying to scale back just a little bit due to the circumstances of the year. So it's kind of difficult to work with that theme, so we're kind of open to everything this year.
Okay, and there must be some deadlines or opportunity. What's the timeline for entering this?
Yes, they can bring their Lego creations in starting May 19th, and we will take them until Thursday, May 27th. Okay. And then they will be on display Saturday during Tivoli Fest from noon until 3 at the library.
Okay, and then they can come and pick up their, if they've entered their own, then sometime after that they come pick them up. Or do you ever keep any on display at the library after that? Or is that, that's it?
We generally don't. They can pick them up at 3 o'clock when the library closes that day. Or we do keep them, you know, for those folks that can't get back in that day. And there are some stragglers that come in the next week and kind of check them out if they didn't get a chance to before. But normally it's done on that Saturday.
Well, you have to have space to move on to other activities at the library. And I'm sure you have some other things going on. Anything else special for Tivoli Fest?
Yes, on that Saturday also from noon to 3, we are really hoping for good weather because we have a bunch of giant outdoor games that we're going to put together. We have a giant Jenga, giant bowling, giant checkers. We've got some other beanbag tosses and horseshoe games, lots of things that we would like to have happen outside, but we will work with the weather, and if it doesn't cooperate, we'll move those things indoors that day.
So when you say giant, describe to me, how much bigger is it than the usual?
So, for instance, the normal Jenga game is on a tabletop, and this one's actually cut from larger pieces of wood, so I would say it's about 4 or 5 feet tall.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So bigger than some of the participants, probably.
Yes, for sure.
Sounds like fun. And, let's do hope the weather cooperates. But as you say, whatever, you move forward. So fun things for Tivoli Fest, and we'll remind people of that date here a little bit later for the Lego contest. But let's talk about, you know, Tivoli Fest is just one of the events that your library and you head out there. So I'm guessing you have some summer activities going on.
We do. We are just wrapping up the finalization for our summer library program here, and that's going to run all through June and July. And we've got some farmers market story times here in Elkhorn that we're working with to do some outdoor kids activities there. We've got some summer camps here at the library. We're working with the ISU Extension over in Harlan to do some camps here at the library. And we have things for adults as well. We are doing some painting classes, floral arrangement classes. We're even having a murder mystery dinner party out at the winery this year as well.
Have you done that before?
We have, but not for a couple of years. It'll be fun to get back into that.
So how many people can participate in that dinner?
We are capping it at 30.
Oh,
and we're
okay.
going to try to do one in June, and then we'll have another one in August.
Yeah. Great, great, great fun. Do people dress up in costumes to go with the theme of the mystery?
Yes. So when you register, you will receive your character description and kind of who you are and how to dress that night. And you can make it as fun and interactive as you want to. Some people are a little bit more quiet and reserved and kind of just play a subtle part, but some get really fun and crazy.
Absolutely. Yes, I hosted a couple of those one time, and I still remember the person who I always thought of as being, you know, pretty quiet and not very out there, and she came as a very quiet librarian. And during the program, she starts taking off her glasses and taking off her sweater, and you're going, whoa, where is this going to end? But it ended appropriately, but it was great fun. People can have great
they
fun
are.
With that. Yes, yes.
They're a good time.
Yeah. So back to kids' activities, do they need to enroll, or is this like single event and they come when you have those? How does the summer program work?
The story times you don't need to register for. Those things you can just show up at. But we are, for the camps and things, we're just trying to keep the numbers to probably a dozen kids for the most part. So we will have some online registrations. We're working on that. So those will be up online. And you can always check our Facebook or Instagram page. That's where all the events and things will be listed.
Okay. So great fun. Well, I'm so excited about libraries. It's just wonderful what libraries are doing for their communities. And you've just mentioned a few things. Used to be you went to the library, checked out a book, and went home. That's not the way it works anymore, is it, Alyssa?
No, not at all. We are so much more than books now. So I hope that people can stop in and see everything the libraries are up to in the area, because there's a lot of fun things going on.
Have you done some remodeling, or is that in your future? What's happening with the library building and the resources you have?
Yes, so we never had a programming room, so anytime we did any kind of events in the library, they were always inside the library, and so we actually added on a programming room 2 years ago, and it's even has its own restroom and kitchen. And so that has been just great, because it has a door that we can close off from the rest of the building. And when you get a bunch of kids together, it's nice to have that room where we can close off and they can still have a good time and be a little noisy.
Great. And what about access to computers? Is that possible at the library?
Yes, we have 2 patron computers with printers, and anyone can come in and use those anytime we're open.
And probably ask you some questions if they go, what do I do next?
Yes, of course. We're always here to help.
Okay, very good. Okay, lots of things happening at libraries. And right now for Tivoli Fest, you have some special things. Remind us again of the Lego contest dates.
Okay, so you can start to bring those in on Wednesday, May 19th. And we will take those creations until Thursday, May 27th.
Okay. And then, of course, the public is invited to come in and take a look at those.
Yes. During Tivoli Fest from noon to 3 on that Saturday, everyone is welcome to come in and take a look. They'll be set up in our programming room, so everything will be spaced, and we'll have a volunteer to answer any questions anybody has.
All right.
And it's all ages. We have a local 20-something-year-old man that brings in his really cool Star Wars kits every year, so it's not just for kids.
Great, great point. And I'm thinking the littler kids look at that and go, wow, gives them some motivation to move on and try new things. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you very much, Alyssa LaCan, for visiting with us this morning, and best wishes for your contest and on through the summer and forward.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you here.
Ray Bradbury said, until next time, without libraries, what have we? We have no past and we have no future.